Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, is coach still taking a look at those final stats. But fantastic effort here today by your team, coach. You guys are down 1-0 there after one period of play, battle back, and Reese Hunt gets her first career goal. The battle effort was spectacular by your team. You held on to that 1-1 tie through the first half of the hockey game. Were you impressed by your team's battle there?
For sure. That certainly has to be a given for us to come out and work hard. And, the players don't expect any less of themselves. Yeah, I was happy with the first half of that second period. Again, I thought it was a good solid first period on the road against a really good team. Obviously, a lot of our freshmen, it's the first time they got an opportunity to play here. So to come out just down 1-0, it was okay. I thought we just needed to generate more shots. I think we only had two. And then we came out the first half of that second period. That was really strong. And great goal by Hunter on a great 3-on-2 play by Claire and Haley. But then I thought we started, it just looks like we lost our legs the second half of that period. Got hemmed in our zone, missed some clears. They start building momentum. I mean, that's the type of team there. It's really hard to simulate this kind of speed in practice in terms of the way they come at you. And, I thought we just got a little sloppy, with getting the puck out of the zone. We didn't seal on the second goal. Give them an opportunity, and they tip one in. So, but again, I thought going into the third period, you're down one in this building. Well, you'll take that. And unfortunately, we had some chances. I think Lindsay had a great look there in the third. We missed the net. That's an opportunity that we have to bury. And then they get one later on, make it 3-1. So, all in all, obviously happy with it, but we need to generate more. I think we can be better.
Well, I mentioned to the people listening, the score isn't really indicative, I think, of how your team battled here today. I mean, 4-1-1 was an empty net goal. Easily, your team could have come back. Blocking 17 shots here today, Lauren Bench putting up 25 saves. Your defense certainly were worthy of helping your team win this game, I think, today.
Well, like I said, if you look at the big picture, certainly they had the puck more. They out attempted us by quite a bit. Some areas we could be better. Our power play was 0-for-4. I know one of them was an abbreviated one with the too many men on the ice call that cut it in half. But those are opportunities, and we've got to be better on those opportunities, especially against a team like this. You get a man advantage. At least you want to start generating some momentum, and I think that's an area we can be better at. And we just need to get more pucks and more traffic to the net.
What does your team need to do here tomorrow to come away with a split?
Again, we got to get a good night's sleep, come back and play with some energy. And obviously, that we've seen it now. It's I think again we can just be better. We can be sharper. Get more traffic. Get more pucks to the net. Obviously, we gotta be a little bit sharper coming out of our zone in terms of getting back quick, making plays. It's just a combination. I mean, you got to have everybody bring their A game. We can't afford not to have everybody playing their best against a team like this.
Coach, you guys were able to hold off Daryl Watts. She's been tough to hold off. You saw what she did last weekend and the weekend before. What was kind of your key to keeping that line kind of maintained?
Obviously we just want to make sure everybody was aware when that line's on the ice, because that's obviously an outstanding line. And, I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job. There's a couple times she got loose down the wing. But, she's a talented player, and with it playing with two outstanding players in Sophie Shirley and Abby Rock. So pretty hard to hold them down for an entire game. But I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job. But, obviously Claire's line and Mac and Bree were probably out against them the most. But certainly there's times, because they're the home team, they're going to get the changes they want. So everybody has to be aware, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that.
Maya Nugent got a chance to play in front of her home crowd. You gave her a chance to start on that starting line alongside Claire and Haley. It was a cool sight to see. She played a pretty good game today.
She did. She had a lot of energy, and obviously a great moment for her family to see that. So good for her.
Coach, we wish you the best tomorrow. We'll talk to you in the pregame show.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. We wrap things up, and we will be back again tomorrow.